لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون من السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه وكل نفس ذائقة الموت، وقال كل من عليها فان ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. من خلده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى، وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء وبيمنه رزق الورى، واللعنة على أعدائه يوم لقاء الله. قال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن طائفتان من المؤمنين اقتتلوا فأصلحوا بينهما، فإن بغت إحداهما على الأخرى فقاتلوا التي هي تبغي حتى تفيء إلى أمر الله، فإن فاءت فأصلحوا بينهما بالعدل وأقسطوا إن الله يحب المقسطين. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters and beloved children, I advise myself and invite all of you to practice the piety when we deal with other mu'mineen. Practice the piety when we live as brothers and sisters, as a community. If we fall into disputes and conflicts, it's important that we need to practice the piety. We need to follow the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Mubarakah Hujurat, in the situation of conflicts and disputes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded both groups and also the parties who are around the groups, those who are in conflict. It's important to understand what is our course of action in the situation if two brothers, mu'mineen, they have conflict or they are in the situation of dispute. What is the responsibility of other people? Should they just stand beside and they should be neutral? Is there any position in Islam that is called neutral? Or they should support one of them and oppose any other? How they have to choose somebody to be supported, or there is course of action that they need to file a lawsuit against that. What is course of action? If we have a situation that is occurred and it's just an occurrence, it is a situation that is occasional, it is not something that we can consider a continuous practice within mu'mineen. When Quran wanted to speak about the situation of conflicts, over there it says, in ta'ifatani min al-mu'mineen. In the situation when two groups from mu'mineen, they have conflict with one another. That means it's occasional. It is not something that is a characteristic. Mu'min and their characteristic is that they are brothers and sisters, as the verse just after this verse, it speaks about innamal mu'minuna ikhwa. So it's not a characteristic, but that is an occasional practice. Meaning that sometimes that can happen. It can occur.
Having some sort of disputes. If this dispute happened, then responsibility of rest of mu'mineen, that has been said, for aslahu bainahuma.
You must be peacemaker between both groups. You should not be part of any of the groups. Do not be party. When you become party, that is the point the dispute is going to be worst. Your responsibility is not to be in favor of one and oppose other. Your responsibility, it should be that you have to be peacemaker. Peacemakers, when they like to make a peace at that time, they look at both sides. They don't look at one side. And in order to bring the peace, Islam also have a solution. Islam does not think that peace can be achieved without justice. Justice has to be prevailed. We need to see both sides. We need to see reason, the causes. And after looking at the causes, then we can make a decision. So decision is not going to be given in either parties. That parties have to decide. Any party is not going to supersede. If one of the parties says that I would like to have my opinion to be superseded, that is not going to be the solution. The solution is going to be provided the people, those who are third party. So there has to be a third party existing. And that is third party of mu'mineen. They should not take side of either one of them, but they have to stay aside, and they have to stay as the people, those who would like to resolve. So our responsibility is not being neutral and not taking a side. Our responsibility is that we should stand, and our stand has to be Quranic stand. What is Quranic stand? Quranic stand is making peace, bringing solution within them. If we can resolve, so this is resolution that Quran has given for mu'minin mu'minat, that you should follow the resolution of Quran. You should not make your resolutions. You may bring resolution that this is right and that is wrong. Sometimes we think what we are thinking that is right. Our opinion can be wrong. We can be wrong sometimes. That is why we should give our authority to somebody else. Because sometimes when we start thinking I am right, that because I'm opinionistic sometimes, there is possibility there are many other types of the desires that have come up, and because of overcoming of desires, I cannot think right. What I think, that is right. So that is my way or highway. This should not be the criterion. The criterion, it has to be that I should give somebody who does not have any desire, who's not thinking because he's my party. He's thinking because he's party of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So over there, a rule is going to be a rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rule of thumb has to be a rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to follow that. And that is adl. Islam is religion of adl, religion of justice. It wants to see justice in every part of community, in every part of life. In family, there has to be justice. In community, there has to be justice. Imam has to be adil. Mujtahid has to be adil. Witnesses should be adil. So you see, in every aspect of life, Islam likes to see justice. So it has said, فَأَصْلَحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. So let's say if we tried this and it did not work, what is our responsibility? That if there are two groups, they had a dispute, although dispute is not characteristic, as I've said in the beginning, that Islam is a religion that it says, Al-Mu'minu Ya'lif wa Yu'laf. Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'min does not have a character of fighting, always in war, taking the sword in his hand, fighting with other people, always aggressive, always he is being emotional. No. Al-Mu'minu Ya'lif wa Yu'laf. A mu'min is attractive and he attracts other people. He is the one who tries to make ta'lif al-qulub, attracts the hearts of people. He becomes a beloved person within the community. He is not somebody who is isolated because of his character. His character should not be that he acts always emotionally. We should not look at our actions and outside with emotions all the time. We have to see sometime with common sense. And that is how fighting and conflict and disputes can be resolved. If there is a dispute, then first action of mu'mineen is aslihu baynahuma. Your responsibility is that you should try to make peace between them, not to take side of anybody. So let's say if this does not work, if this course has been failed, we could not bring peace between both of them. One of the parties does not like to accept. So then Quran has given another resolution. So Quran is a book that guides step by step to the mu'mineen. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِهْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى. If any of the parties rebels, transgresses over the other, فَقَاتِلُ الَّتِي هِيَ تَبْغِي. You know, peace is not always a solution. Sometimes war is a solution. Sometimes taking stand is a solution. Sometimes fighting itself is a solution. So you see, in one of the cases, Quran said you should bring peace between them. Another case, Quran said you should stand and qatilu. Now is time of harb. Now is time of stand. Muqatila. There is no peace. There is no peace with somebody who is transgressor, who is baghi, who is rebellious. If anybody does not like to accept the resolutions, then you need to do boycott. That is the point, that over there you need to completely stand against that group. But before resolution is not made, this boycott cannot happen. That boycott is wrong. That is the point that we need to, as a mu'min, we need to come up with resolution first. And we need to resolve the matters before we go and stand anybody, against anybody. We oppose anybody. So Quran has said, فَأَصْلَحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. Try to bring peace between them. فَإِنْ بَغَتْ إِهْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي. Stand against anybody who is rebellious. حَتَّى تَفِيءَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. This qital is also not forever. It's not eternal that you continue fighting in all your life. No. That is also for a limited time. It is for a purpose. War in Islam is not a solution. War is for a purpose, for an objective to be achieved. An objective of any war in Islam is to bring other people under the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hatta tafi'a ila amrillah. Until other party accepts commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they accept, then war is going to be end. Or in other verses it's been said, قَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى لَا تَكُونَ فِتْنَةً. Fight with them until fitna and corruption can be finished. So there is an end for every war. objective is achieved. Until fitna is there, you have to fight. But when fitna and corruption has been erased, that is the point you have to stop. Then you should bring peace. Again, be brothers and sisters. You cannot fight in all life. You cannot stand against one another in all your life. Mu'mineen are brothers and sisters. And as it's been said, لا خير في من لا يألف ولا يؤلف. There is no blessing in somebody who cannot attract other people, and he's not been attracted to the other people. But it's been said, لا خير الناس أنفعهم للناس. Best of people are the people, those who are beneficial for other mu'minin mu'minat. So you see, brothers and sisters, there were three steps that Quran has said. First of all, qital between mu'minin is prohibited. It is not allowed that somebody stand against any mu'min and fight with any other mu'min. That is not allowed. According to Islam, it is haram, it's prohibited. But if in a case, if that occurred, then it's responsibility of rest of people, they have to bring peace. And if they are failed in bringing peace, then they have to fight with somebody who is rebellious. And they have to stand against that party until that party is going to bow down before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity that we can follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can follow commandments of Quran. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring peace within the communities and especially between believers and mu'mineen. I pray may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevail the justice through Imam of the Age. Give us opportunity to see the time that is time of the justice of Imam of the Age. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma ighfir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'fu 'anna fid dunya wal akhirah. Innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad. Allahus Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا ثال بدع والطغيان هادم بنية الشرك والنفاق حاصد فروع البغي والشقاق صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله إن يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام يضاعف الله فيه الحسنات ويمحو الله فيه السيئات ويرفع الدرجات. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are on the day which is one of the best days within the week, Sayyidul Ayyam, chief of all the days. In this day, Prophet, peace be upon him, has said, يُضَاعِفُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ الْحَسَنَاتِ. Good deeds in this day are going to be multiplied. وَيَمْحُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ السَّيِّئَاتِ. On this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala erases all the bad deeds. وَيَرْفَعُ الدَّرَجَاتِ. On this day, levels are going to be increased and grades are going to be increased. Grades of mu'mineen before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers and sisters, some of mu'mineen have requested to speak about following in Salat-e Jum'ah or speaking about some of the masail of Salat-e Jum'ah. Today I would like to just start the very first and basic concept about Salat-e Jum'ah. At the moment, according to major maraji, it is said Salat-e Jum'ah is wajib-e takhiri. Wajib-e takhiri, that means it's optional wajib. Optional between Salat-e Jum'ah and Salat-e Zuhr. That if somebody performs Salat-e Jum'ah with all the conditions that are being said, inshallah we'll discuss those conditions in the future as well, that if Salat-e Jum'ah is performed with all the conditions and somebody performed with the niyat of wajib, Salat-e Zuhr is not going to be wajib for that person. And if somebody performed Salat-e Zuhr, Salat-e Jum'ah is not going to be wajib. Although according to some other performing Salat-e Jum'ah, it's preferred, or it's been said it's afdal to participate in Salat-e Jum'ah if it is held that is preferred on Zuhr. But if it is performed Salat-e Jum'ah, then Salat-e Zuhr is not wajib. Only precautionally or ihtiyat, which is ihtiyat-e mustahab, Salat-e Zuhr is performed. So Salat-e Zuhr is not performed with the niyat of wajib, but that is performed precautionally, and that precaution and ihtiyat is also ihtiyat-e mustahab. So that is very first thing that we need to know about Salat-e Jum'ah. Inshallah, I will continue saying at least one mas'ala every Jum'ah, that brothers and sisters can understand fiqhi concept of Salat-e Jum'ah. As we are reaching to the final days of month of Zi-Qada, where there is a day to commemorate the martyrdom of our Imam, that is called Jawadul A'imma, Imam Jawad alayhi salatu wassalam. I would like to say condolences to all mu'mineen mu'minat, and especially condolences to the present leader, Imam of the age. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us relief of this tragedy. And may Allah give us opportunity to follow the path of this great personality and his jood in his life and generosity of our ninth Imam. Beginning of next month is also very important month, that is full of the occasions. Month of Dhul-Hijjah is one of the blessed month. Within that month you can find various occasions that I would like to request, brothers and sisters, that before any month rises, if we just look at the book Mafatihul Jinan, and let us make it practice that if we can see Mafatihul Jinan and see what are the practices, what are the most important things during this month, that we can begin a month with the blessings, and we can achieve blessings of each month. That is really important. And beginning the month by sighting the moon, that is one of the good practice of mu'mineen. It is recommended that mu'mineen should start the month with the sighting the moon wherever they are. I hope that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this Hajj, which is a great congregation of Muslim Ummah, make it peaceful, and give Muslimin and Mu'mineen best of opportunities while they are performing their Hajj. Many of our Mu'mineen community members are traveling, and they have already traveled towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah make their journey peaceful and bring them back to their home safely. Last week I had requested brothers and sisters and Mu'mineen for help to other Mu'mineen, and response was really great. I feel that our community is one of the most generous communities, that with just a little appeal, last week I had received around $10,000 just to help the Mu'mineen within a week. And that shows that our community is responsible. Alhamdulillah, there is great unity and sympathy about other mu'mineen, mu'minat. And in hadith, it is said that man sa'a li qada'i hajat al-mu'min faka'annama sa'a bayna as-safa wal-marwa. If somebody just struggle to fulfill the need of another mu'min, it's like making sa'i between Safa and Marwa. That is how it is important. If somebody just struggles, it's not fulfilling the hajat. It's not fulfilling the hajat. If somebody has been fulfilled the hajat, then reward is greater than that. But if somebody just struggles, if somebody asks other people to help somebody, that is also a struggle. That is a sa'i. It's equal to the sa'i between Safa and Marwa. And if somebody has been able to fulfill the need of another mu'min, then it's been said, he is like a shaheed between Safa and Marwa. If somebody gets martyred while performing the sa'i, that is how it's important. So let's see if we can continue helping our brothers and sisters. Dear brothers and sisters, as you can see from the headlines within the home, that shutdown of government. A few weeks back, if you go and start thinking about the moments when it was announced that the country is ready to attack. So everybody remembers those moments. Country is ready to attack. If today we just analyze on that, we can see that country that was becoming victim of attack, that is running very well, its government is working, it's not shut down, its workers are receiving the wages and salary, and president is in his place, all the workers are in its place, but the government that was saying that they are ready to attack, they are shut down. It's really amazing. So I was just joking with brothers and sisters that at least IEC is better than government. That our IEC with all the deficit, it's running. Our Al Hadi with all the deficit, it's running. But our government in the United States is shut down. It's really sad. It is sad that we show something to outside and we are not being honest with our community at least. So government was not honest with the people of the country. They were just lying and lying every day to the people that they are a country that is a superpower, for example, always calling it superpower. If this is the situation of superpower, that its workers, they cannot receive salary and wages, and their federal government is completely closed and it shuts down, and parties are in complete dispute, they cannot reach to the resolution, and they do not have a leadership. One of the things that is lacking in the country, that is the leadership, and hunger and thirst in the community is increasing. According to the Press TV today, they have given analysis by some of the newspapers from United States that 15% of the people and population of America is facing hunger. So they are living in a very bad kind of conditions. and they do not have their basic needs fulfilled. And at the same time, we are sending, or government is sending its forces to the other part of the world, and they would like to resolve problems of other countries. Rather than resolving the problems of other countries, you need to think about the problems that you have at home. Let us focus what are the problems that we are facing within the country, rather than resolving the problem of Iraqi people or Afghani people, or having some sort of concern about Syria, because Syria is far from this place. It's further place that you think about. Think about the people, those who are living in this country and facing this type of hunger every day. On the other hand, the Zionist regime, of course, would like to take utmost benefit of the situations. And there is possibility that all that we can see, shutdown of government, behind that it's Zionist regime. And America is going to pay price by standing as the ally with this Zionist regime. People of America are paying price of that, because government wanted to stand with a government that is terrorist government. Government wanted to be friend with a racist government, a prejudiced government, a government that was oppressing the communities from its beginning. And they said, we would like to stay as ally. So today we are paying price for that. And the country is paying price for that. People of the country, they are paying price for that. And it seems that responsible people of the country, they are not interested to resolve the matters. In the past week, you have seen another character of United States government that was a little dialogue with the Islamic Republic of Iran. So probably we all have noticed where there were interesting developments, that the President of Islamic Republic visited United States, and I spoke about that last week, although he was also very keen to meet somebody, and from other party they wanted to meet as well, so they showed interest. And after that there was some sort of conversation. When he flew from here, there was announcement being made by United States that actually they requested to meet. And when he landed in Tehran, he said that United States showed interest. So both sides, they gave different types of the statements. And another thing that you have seen, that after this conversation and table talks, or some sort of conversation over the phone that was made 15 minutes, President of the United States had stated that about Iran, all the options are still on table. So what it means? Why you had to make a phone call? If all options are on table, what is the reason that you have to make phone call? Why you have to come up with situation that you have to have a table talk? There is no room for that. And unfortunately, President of Islamic Republic also has to think that if all the options are on table, then he is actually being friend with enemies. The one who is going for war, you're not going to have talk with those people. You're not going to conversate with those people. So they have to be really careful about that and follow the path of Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayh and present leader, as he has indicated that while a country stands as an enemy, you are not going to give your hand in hand to stand with an enemy. And I hope that inshallah the future is going to give a clear path that when we make decisions have to be accordingly, and we follow the path of Vilayat. And we hope that Vilayat Faqih and present leader is going to show the clear path to the Mu'minin Mu'minat. Brothers and sisters, in Egypt, clashes erupted, as you know, that in the past few months, dictatorship again is ruling the country, and it is a situation that in all the cities of Egypt there are clashes between government forces and Muslim Brotherhood, although Muslim Brotherhood officially is being seized, its assets are being seized, most of its leaders are being taken as prisoner, they are arrested. On the other hand, they have given relief to Hosni Mubarak. So you can see that these type of the incidents have happened in the country that was on a point that they were feeling that they can have democracy, but unfortunately, because of wrong policies of people of the state, today this country is facing again a failure. It's facing against a dictatorship. And we pray, may Allah give success and victory to the mu'mineen and muslimin in the world. I pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us leadership of Imam of the Age. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show us the time that we can see the time of Imam of the Age. I pray, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته.